X1075, proud to present Death Cab for Cutie tonight over at the Joint at the Hard Rock. And joining me on the phone right now is Dave, guitarist for the band. What's up, man?
Hey, nothing much. Just got into town a couple hours ago. Went for a run. About to go get some lunch. Very mundane afternoon so far.
It seems that way so far. But the heat's going to get turned up a little bit tonight as you guys kick off your tour here in Las Vegas at the Joint.
Indeed, yeah. We've kicked off multiple legs of multiple tours here, so it seems to be a good omen for us to play in Vegas.
When you're kicking off a tour, do you still get a little bit nervous?
It depends on how long the gap has been. It's been about 2 weeks since we played a show, so I'm ashamed to say I haven't even touched a guitar in the interim, so my fingers will be a little rusty, so maybe I'm a little nervous about that. But the idea of getting up in front of a warm, energetic crowd is very appealing to me right now. I'm looking forward to it.
Have you forgotten every single song in the set?
I have, all of them. That's what sound checks are for.
Right, exactly. My Brightest Diamond is performing with you guys tonight. And the last time you were in Las Vegas, it was part of the Life is Beautiful Festival, which was great. But this is a different animal. This is the Death Cab for Cutie show.
Yes.
Do you like doing the shows, the focused shows, a little bit better than the festivals, or is it just a completely different animal?
The answer is yes and yes. I totally love festivals. They're super fun for their own reasons. I do prefer our own shows. It's nice to play for an audience of people that are entirely there to see us. We have complete control over the light show. They're generally in settings like nice theaters or halls that are designed for music rather than stages made out of erector sets and parking lots, you know, that kind of thing. That said, festivals are fun. There's generally like really huge crowds there because there's just people there to see the headliners and they, you know, come by our stage to check out what we're doing, that kind of thing. So there is a different energy that can be pretty fun to tap into, but I would not want every show of a tour to be a festival. I'll say that.
We're on the phone with Dave from Death Cab for Cutie. They're performing tonight at the Joint at the Hard Rock. And amazingly enough, there's just still some tickets available. You can get them at the box office. It's been a couple of weeks since you guys have done a show, but you know, you've been touring in support of Thank You for Today for quite some time now. How is it for you, knowing that this is the first album that you played on with the band? How are they responding to the new material?
It seems to be slotting in pretty nicely, I have to say. We're not like bludgeoning over the crowds over the head with, you know, 10 songs in a row of a new record. I think it's slotted in with the set list thoughtfully. And, you know, we're playing the songs you want to hear, and we're playing new songs that I think fit in really nicely with the old catalog. It seems to have gone very well so far. So we're quite pleased.
All right, so you're kicking off the tour now tonight here in Las Vegas, and then it'll probably be a couple of shows before you really get into your tour routine. What do you do? Because I would assume that, you know, waking up in different cities, even though it's a different city and a different venue, I would assume that your routine gets to be pretty monotonous at some point. What do you do to kind of mix it up?
You are correct, sir. gosh, to mix it up, I'm probably the biggest sort of touristy person in the band. I like to explore whatever a city has to offer. I'll go to the big museum there or go to the whatever sort of national park is nearby, that kind of thing. All of us like to stay in good shape and exercise, so we kind of do that every morning. I go for a run generally. Just did that here down, what road is it? Paradise Road?
Sure.
Leads off.
Yeah.
not the most like natural beauty I've ever seen on a run, but it was, I saw a lot of interesting wedding chapels.
Well, that's good. You see some wedding chapels. You see some fast food joints. You see the strip club right outside the Hard Rock there. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. All the lovely sights.
On the phone with Dave from Death Cab for Cutie. You know, you mentioned you like to stay fit and exercise and stuff like that. I would assume that's something you learned your lesson. Even though you've been touring with the Death Cab guys for just a few years, but you've been a working musician for a long time. So I would assume that probably earlier in your career, it's fast food and sleeping in late and maybe doing a little excess drinking. But now it's you realize that you get up a little bit earlier and you live the healthier lifestyle and you have a more pleasant run on this tour, huh?
Yeah, you could not have said it better. It's just I had a lot of fun in my 20s. So did the rest of the guys. It's great. That's what those times are for. I wouldn't change a thing. But it really becomes unsustainable especially as you get older and you feel a hangover after one and a half drinks kind of thing. And it just gets very unenjoyable to feel hungover and tired all the time when you have to play 30 shows in 32 days and sleep on a bus every night and that kind of thing. So as boring as it is, I try to eat healthy and exercise and save the big nights out for nights that are worth having big nights out about.
Absolutely. I mean, listen, this is your job, right? Nobody likes to go to work hungover, even if they love their job. Nobody wants to have to sit there and go through their stuff. Nobody wants to have to play a set when you're not feeling good. You got a pounding headache and you're sitting there and you're looking out and you're sweating out alcohol. That's the last thing you want to do is be on stage and in these hot lights, you know?
Yeah, standing in front of 2,000 to 10,000 people feeling bloated and nauseous is something I've done a few times and hope to only do another few times.
Well, you're at it today. You had your run. You're feeling good. We're kicking off the tour tonight at the Joint. Tickets are still available. They can buy them at the box office there at the Joint. Lots of great restaurants there at the Hard Rock. Everything from Nobu to even the Oyster Bar. So if you and the guys are looking for something to eat, let me recommend raw oysters before you go on stage and perform, because that'll go over well, I'm sure.
Well, they are an aphrodisiac, so maybe some weird kind of love voodoo will happen as a result of that.
There you go.
We'll see. I'll get back to you on that.
You can put you set the mood, so you could put the crowd in the mood tonight.
That's true. Okay, we're saying it here now. Free oysters for anyone who attends the Death Cab show. All of you.
All right, Dave, I appreciate it, man. We're gonna catch you out of the show tonight. I look forward to saying what's up and seeing you guys. It's going to be a great set. Thank you so much for taking some time. I know it's busy the day of the tour kickoff, and I know you guys are probably running through some stuff, but thanks for taking some time to check in with us today.
Of course. Always happy to spend time with people that support us. Thank you for all that.